Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 11 at Black Hawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family. Lisa Everson is survived by her son, Chad and Crystal Everson of DeSoto, a grandson, her parents, Harold and Linda Everson of DeSoto, four sisters, Lori and Tim Manning of Lansing, Iowa, Jeanette and Eric Winch of La Crosse, Lynn and Rich Tully of Stoddard, and Julie and Steve Ingram of La Crescent, Minnesota, 12 nieces and nephews, and 12 great-nieces and nephews. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. Edwin E. Burton, 64, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Survivors of Edwin Burton include two sisters, Nancy and Peter Bittner of Casanova, and Cheryl Burton of Las Vegas, a brother-in-law, Gary Paff, a niece and nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, July 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, July 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Hendricks is survived by his brothers and sisters, Sue Ann Benford, Steve Hendricks, Sam Hendricks, and Sally and Ken Oz. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center.